You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, When Trouble Will Not Leave You Alone, Part 2. My scripture comes from Acts 14, 1 through 7. My text comes from Acts 14, 19 and 20, which states, And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, took him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. All things are possible to those that believe. When we have faith, the most precious gift of God, we shall be delivered from the spiritual helplessness in which we were born, and from the dominion of sinful habits since formed. We shall be able to stand upright and walk cheerfully in the ways of the Lord. When Christ, the Son of God, appeared in the likeness of men and did many miracles, men were so far from doing sacrifice to him that they made him a sacrifice to their pride and malice. But Paul and Barnabas, upon their working one miracle, were treated as gods. We do not learn that Paul and Barnabas rent their clothes when people spake of stoning them, but when they spake of worshiping them, they could not bear it, being more concerned for God's honor than their own. God's truth needs not the services of man's falsehood. The services of God might easily obtain undue honors if they would wink at men's errors and vices, but they must dread and detest such respect more than any reproach. When the apostles preached to the Jews who hated idolatry, they had only to preach the grace of God in Christ. And when they had to do with the Gentiles, they must set first their mistakes in natural religion. Compare their conduct and declaration with the false opinions of those who think the worship of a god under any name or in any manner is equally acceptable to the Lord Almighty. The most powerful arguments, the most earnest and affectionate addresses, even with miracles, are scarcely enough to keep men from absurdities and abominations. Much less can they, without special grace, turn the hearts of sinners to God and to holiness. Since the Lystrans were polytheists, it was necessary to begin with the basic message that God is the creator of all that exists. Paul tells these Gentiles, who had no knowledge of the Jewish scriptures, that their regular harvest, the food they eat every day, and the gladness they experience in the ordinary activities of life are all a witness from God of his existence, wisdom, and goodness. They should not think that these things just happen or that they are the work of some local deities, for they are from the one true God who made the heaven and the earth. The Jews all again stirred up opposition, coming from Antioch and Iconium, and turned the people in Lystra against Paul. The people stoned Paul and drug him out of the city, thinking he was dead. See how restless the rage of the Jews was against the gospel of Christ? The people stoned Paul in a popular uprising. So strong is the bent of the corrupt and carnal heart that it is with great difficulty that men are kept from evil on one side, so it is with great ease they are persuaded to evil on the other side. If Paul would have been Mercury, he might have been worshipped. But if he will be a faithful minister of Christ, he shall be stoned and thrown out of the city. Thus men who easily submit to strong delusions hate to receive the truth in the love of it. The disciples gathered around Paul. The presence of disciples indicates that despite the opposition, a small group of believers was established in Lystra, including Timothy. They gathered about Paul, perhaps at first to mourn, but then with some sign of life to pray for his recovery. Amazingly and apparently miraculously, he rose up and entered the city, apparently under his own strength. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Paul and Barnabas returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. They confirmed the souls of the disciples and encouraged them to continue in the faith, and that as believers in Christ, we must go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. All who are converted need to be confirmed in the faith, and all who are planted need to be rooted. Ministers' work is to establish saints as well as to awaken sinners. The grace of God, and nothing less, effectually establishes the souls of the disciples. It is true, we must count upon such much tribulation, but it is encouragement that we shall not be lost and perish in it. The person to whose power and grace the converts and the newly established churches are recommended as worthy clearly was the Lord Jesus, on whom they had believed. It was an act of worship. All who loved the Lord Jesus were rejoiced to hear that he has opened the door of faith wide to those who were strangers to him and to his salvation. And let us, like the apostles, abide with those who know and love the Lord. When trouble will not leave you alone, do not give up. Go to God. He is a way maker. You may ask how I know. So many times he has made a way for me. I call him because I know him. Do you know him? God will answer your prayers. If you are lonely, if you are depressed, if you are lost, if you are unemployed, if you are in trouble, nobody knows the situation better than God. Call on him. Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins and my sins. After 3 days in the grave, he arose with all power in his hands. He has power over any trouble you may experience. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Trust him that he will make a way for you. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.